Okay. All right, it's 2:24. We're back from recess. We're on to the 2 p.m. canvas of Democratic presidential preference primary.
Okay. So, as you know, we're still we continue to be a vote-by-mail county. We mailed out 45 ballots. We got notified that one person had moved out of the area, so we fixed that, and our count is 44 that we're using for required by the state. So people could vote early. They could drop them at two different ballot boxes. Actually, we had three that nobody used, the one in our office this year. Other elections, that one gets used more than the outside one. So this was just a very strange election. I just have to say that up front. With the caucus thing and everything else, it just was weird. Anyway, then we did have in-person voting on Election Day. We actually had three people that voted on Election Day this year. Nobody voted during early vote. Nobody.
And the rest were mailed in.
We had nine mailed in, nine dropped off of ballot boxes.
So, 50. And which ballot boxes got the most?
Probably Dutch John, actually.
Not too bad.
I think. So we had 21 people vote, which was a 47.7% voter turnout. Not part of the canvas. I'm just going to say the caucus wasn't even close to that number. We got screwed.
What's that?
When the Republican Party chose to do the voting the way they did, we're at about 15% voted on that presidential primary for the Republican Party. By their choice to do it that way, they alienated a lot of voters. And it was a very, my opinion.
And that's a high percentage state for compared to the state. I think the statewide percentage was closer to 8%.
Yeah, and that's ridiculous.
It is.
But
so what could have been done different?
They should have just done the normal mail-out ballots, like the Democratic Party did. We would have had.
It's still the same fight between the caucuses and the primary and the mail-in.
It's a power play, and that's the whole point.
Nonetheless, where are we at on the Democratic one?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So we had zero voters that took advantage of early voting. Three people voted in person. No ballots received after the postmark deadline, so we didn't have to discount any ballots that we received. All 21 ballots that we received were counted. So that's like pretty unusual. Usually we have to discount one or two.
So
we now can't count them.
So where is the one vote that's missing?
Yes.
No, okay, so election night results, we only had 20 ballots at that time. We had one that was in Dutch John before 8 o'clock that we didn't get until 2 days later.
But it was still legal.
Yeah, still legal, because it was in the box before 8 p.m. That's why there's 21 in the canvas results versus the 20 of election night. So, so we had our audit yesterday. Commissioner AC attended, and you can comment on that if you'd like.
Well, I thought,
I mean, the audit is just, again, to confirm that the machines are working the way they are, the procedures are being followed. So Lorinda and Debbie Rose performed the first part of the audit. You have the audit paper in your packet there. We had to do a signature audit before we even detached the signature affidavit from the envelope, and any ballot that we did not feel like the signature matched, I had to audit that and also ensure that we weren't making it overly stringent to get rid of people's ballots, kind of a thing.
Yeah, there. And then again, you had to look at the way the space was filled in on different ballots and make sure that
right. Yeah. So
you didn't change. You couldn't change both because both of them were the same.
Right. So we were comparing during the audit yesterday. Lorinda and Debbie were comparing the actual ballot with what was recorded by the tabulator as well as the cast vote record so that all three matched. We did have three ballots that were in-person ones that we had no way of telling which was which because the ballots had a number on them that we could use, but those didn't print any. When we run them through the DS-300 in the future, we'll be able to see that. So it'll print a number as it goes through the tabulator so that it
associates it.
Yeah, so that we can find that specific ballot. But on those three, they all voted for the same person, and two of them were from one precinct and one of them was for another precinct. So, but both of the two in the one precinct were the same vote. So I think we're okay with that. It didn't change them. The cast vote record gave that vote to that person.
But so, all the votes added up and all the signatures were good?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you do a percent of the signatures?
Normally we only have to do 1%, but there's a minimum of 50 ballots.
So you did them all?
So they made us do all of them, all 21.
And the 6 out of 28, what does that mean on the audit canvas page? The black with the
black. Oh, that was with the signatures. So we did have to, so we had, yeah, that's 6 signatures that I had to audit to see if those that were comparing the signatures did it correctly.
Oh, so it's a third layer of audit.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, again, there's checks and balances trying to ensure that we're not taking away somebody's voting rights or that we're giving it to somebody that shouldn't have it. You know, so we didn't have any public attend the audit yesterday, but again, Commissioner Acey was there.
Thank you, Randy.
And I was really, I mean, this, you have the information there. You have some other forms there that show some of the different. We did have two.
Put a twist lock on him.
Two ballots that didn't, the signatures did not match. And so we called those people. They gave us some information to verify who they were and that they verified that they voted that ballot that they had sent it in. Again, you know, you got people out there claiming that people are stuffing the ballot boxes, and which maybe they could be, but that's how we check to see, did you really do this? You know, I mean, there are checks and balances to ensure that this process is not, I mean, nothing is perfect, but this gets it pretty close. People could still find some way, I'm sure, if they really, really wanted to beat the system, but this keeps it pretty tight. It makes it very good to ensure that the votes that we got were accurate and by registered voters that should be voting. And so we've got 21 votes that were cast, 19 for Joseph R. Biden Jr., 2 for Dean Benson Phillips, and the rest we did not get any votes cast for. And so I don't know if you have any questions. We've got all of the, we've got the ballots if you want to see them. We've got the information from when we did the logic and accuracy. We've got the signature pages. So we have to bring all, we ordered extra ballots in case because we didn't know if Republicans would come in and vote because the Democratic primary was open to any voter. And so technically, and we did have one registered Republican that voted in the Democratic primary.
It wasn't me.
So we'll just throw that out there that it did happen. But that's not bad with only one. But
well, and it's permissible.
And it was permissible. And we don't know if that person voted at the caucus or not. Have no way of knowing. Again, another reason.
It didn't matter.
Well,
only to get one vote.
No, but because of the open, it didn't matter.
Yeah. So all of our, we have a process of sealing everything up at the end of the day and checking the seals the next day, and we have the safe that was purchased last year, so we've kept everything in the safe. We've sealed it again, so that people can't go in and ask for it.
Are the two seals that are taped to the back of the paper, are they in that box? When you cut the seals off, you had to put them on it.
Oh, that's what we didn't bring in. We have a seal report that we do for each day, and so when we pull a seal, like we have some that are sticky, and we stick those on the back, and then these types of seals, when we take them off the machines, we cut them off and save them so that you know that they were there.
Yeah, I've seen them. So,
I mean, if you want, we can open that. If you want to take a look at the ballots, you're welcome to do that. You guys are allowed to review any of the documents that I have here. It's up to you. And if you have any other questions, feel free to ask. And when you're comfortable with things, then I need a motion that you... let's see, how did I...
Randy reviewed everything from the open.
Well, there's the...
Or he was exposed to that, those...
Yeah, so documents. The thing I have on here is, we, the Board of Canvassers, review the records provided by the clerk, and do hereby certify the canvass vote count to be true and accurate results of the 2024 Democratic presidential preference primary election as of the 19th day of March 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to certify
the accuracy
of the... the Democratic presidential preference primary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Is this the one you want us to sign, Brian?
Yeah, if you would sign this one here, that's...
I have a side note. You were asking if there could have been a difference with the caucus in that. We had several people that came in wanting to vote on the caucus in the afternoon. And they said that they would not be going to the caucus that late at night. A lot of them were older and don't do
well at night.
Can't see to drive.
So can't see to drive, can't. And that was.
Is that yours over there?
They showed up to do it, but then.
Or maybe I did steal yours. I don't know how. Did you have the same one?
Uh-huh. Well, down south, they took the rest and brought them all.
No, it's fine, and now I know where you got that one.
We can't do that.
Actually, I stole this one from the recorder's office this morning.
Tractor.
I haven't signed my own right spot. I think I've screwed that up in the past.
Okay, is there anything else?
What was Jesse want?
Yeah, what's calling?
To continue in the meeting? Or
I don't know, maybe so. Is that what it was? He wants to be part of the meeting?
Jesse.
Is that why I'm supposed to call him?
I have no idea. He just asked me to have you call him.
And you don't know if it was...
No, if I didn't ask,
it's not on the agenda.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Sure. There's nothing...
I don't have it
more agendized.
He doesn't respond to my phone call. Wait and see.
Okay, let me see if I can step on
you. You better hurry.
Thank you. So there was people that wanted to come vote in this?
A lot of people showed up here.
Thinking they could do the presidential here for the Republicans.
For the Republicans. They came here.
Yeah. And people said, how come I never got my ballot?
It was confusing.
It was.
And there was a way to vote by mail or whatever.
Absentee, yeah.
Absentee. You could
vote within the Republican caucus, one, but it was all in matter.
I thought it was pretty embarrassing, really.
Yes.
Well, when I first heard about it, I knew it was not a good idea.
No, we're still sitting here. Did you want something in the commission meeting? Or?
No. I just...
He's got it one.
Oh, okay.
Just now.
Was it part of the... Is it part of the agenda?
Don't worry about it.
Why
the hell didn't he do it then?
He just barely did.
Oh, now he wants to make friends after that wetland conversation.
Okay. Well,
I'm not going to bring that back up again.
Me either.
Okay. Okay. Bye. He had the road maps and had been several times in the meeting. You were going to handle it with road updates, and you never did.
We still can. We haven't closed.
Too late. That's what I said to him. So proceed however you were going to do it.
All right. Anything else to discuss today that needs to come before the commission?
Should we add it as an agenda item overtly for the next meeting? I won't be here, and I won't even be able to get on, but it's okay.
Matt's requested to be on closed next week, as have the Kolovich's, but they wanted all three commissioners here, so I'll have to let them know that you're not going to be here. That's why I was kind of giving that expression when you announced that.
I just thought you had gas.
No. I was just like, oh, okay.
No, I saw your oh shit look. And
you know, that, I think that road map discussion would be better for all of us to be involved in. But we want to get that one right based on our meeting with you and accounting.
Even if I'm not here on the review part initially, at least let him present it and then work on it. And then figure out what we want to add or detract from it or whatever in another meeting, however you want to do it. But yeah, it'll be it.
So kind of to go along with those, I'll just throw this in. I was going to do it earlier and I didn't. Doug Roberts has contacted me. He's the owner of Old Mo Guide Service. He's looking to see if we have an RDA property. He was looking specifically for DJ-16, but that is tied up in a participation agreement with Don Worthington. But he's trying to find some place where he can house his guides, because I guess all the parks now have the guide Rogan. The other RV parks are not allowing his guides.
So he wants to build housing.
He wants to build housing or do some type of an RV park that would serve both his guides and the public.
I would love to take that as informational at this stage and have more conversation when we're off the record. Don Worthington, what did we do with him for a participation agreement? What's Lock 16?
I think we gave them a participation agreement. I don't think it's signed.
No, he didn't. He just bought it outright.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. No, I've got Brianne. I've got something that's a participation agreement. She sent me
with Worthington.
With Worthington, I didn't go through to see if it's signed, but there is a participation
Worthington
agreement.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other guy. Never mind.
I'm thinking of the airport guy.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, and we need to just verify, so I'm not speculating, but I think that we actually signed the agreement, and I don't think he has.
But
let's check.
There is a
It's a couple of different parcels.
I actually got it pulled right up. So.
But I think that could be discussed offline as well. So,
do you want the road?
I'd wait till we can all three be here in 2 weeks. It just seems like for efficiency. That's one that we want input, I think, from everybody on. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but if it's a week earlier, is that going to make a difference? I don't feel like it is.
So, no, we have what we have.
So we'll hold that to April 2nd then. I'll call Kolovich's and see if they want to still meet next week.
I trust your good judgment on any of those land things.
I had them scheduled for 11 o'clock next week.
I'd still prefer doing it all together.
No, I'm not going to. I don't think we should do it until. Okay. I don't want to have to go through it and then have to go through it again.
Well, I would honor your decision.
No, and I don't want to do it that way.
I'd rather we all do it.
Yeah, I would too.
Unless there's a circumstance.
See,
that
Matt was okay with.
Well, you're not making decisions in a closed session. You're hearing them out.
Yeah,
but for you to be able to make a decision, you ought to be able to have the same information, I think.
If we have to do it,
I feel bad that I'm interrupting.
It would never be the same.
Well, it might be you this time, but it might be one of us another time as well. So it's.
That, unless you sit down and read verbatim what was done, it's going to be different in each closed session. I think, or
yeah.
I would
based
rather
on questions are asked and comments made.
Yeah, I would think.
Well, I apologize. Because
no,
you don't need to apologize.
I'm not saying anything about you not being here. That had nothing to do with what I'm saying. I think it's just better that we hear the same thing at the same time. And
well, you may think to ask a question that we don't think about, that, you know, it's better just to do it all at the same time.
And I think do you want me to put that off as well, and Old Mo would just do all three of them on the second? Okay.
I'd rather approach it that way.
Yeah. I motion to adjourn.
So we have a motion on the table?
I'm not ready to second that motion.
I'll second it. How about that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain.
Motion carries with the
abstention.
Abstention. Is that the right word?
Abstention.
I hit the button.